SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A drone strike way too close for comfort in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky says a Russian drone with a high explosive warhead has hit the protective containment structure surrounding a reactor at the Chernobyl nuclear plant. The UN's Atomic Agency says no detectable increase in radiation levels. President Trump says the U.S. and India have a deal.
The U.S.-India Compact for the 21st century is a historic initiative that will deepen every aspect of our partnership and our friendship. Starting this year, we'll be increasing military sales to India by many billions of dollars. We're also paving the way to ultimately provide India with the F-35 stealth fighters.
Mr. Trump hosting India's Prime Minister at the White House. Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio head the U.S. delegation at the Munich Security Conference, Future of Ukraine, high on the agenda. Committed to reducing the size and the cost of government, the Trump administration has let hundreds of federal workers go, thousands more jobs on the chopping block. Also at SRNNews.com, Southern California facing the ongoing risk of rock and mudslides in areas where earlier wildfires left the hillsides barren. Heavy debris has clogged roads, including the Pacific Coast Highway, following very heavy rains.
Anytime there's rain like this, just want to be careful. Driving around, you know, take it slow. Visibility is going to be bad. There could be water ponding on the roads, the rocks, the mud on the canyon roads. So just, you know, take it easy on the road.
National Weather Service meteorologist Carol Smith. Snow and ice caused major pileups on highways in Oregon and Washington State. At least 10 people injured. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 100 points. This is SRN News. More bad news from India.
Persecution of Christians in that giant country is surging. A new report from United Christian Forum reveals that on average, two attacks on Christians took place every day in 2024, 834 in all. Those are just the ones that were reported. Religious freedom advocates are urging the global community to take notice, as it has begun to recognize a similar situation in Nigeria. Experts say without pressure from outside nations, India will never protect its Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have passed legislation that would strictly define male and female as being based on biology. The bill, which Republican Governor Kay Ivey has promised to sign, will also limit gender to male and female only. Nine states have similar laws on the books already, and several others may pass legislation of their own this year. The action in Alabama follows President Trump's executive order declaring that for the purposes of the federal government, there are only two sexes. This is SRN News. The end of an era in pro football.
The New York Jets announced they told Aaron Rodgers they are moving on without him next season. In a statement issued by the team, the Jets said they met with the 41-year-old quarterback last week and informed him of their plans. Rodgers hasn't said whether he intends to continue playing for a 21st NFL season. The four-time MVP is the fifth player in NFL history to throw 500 touchdown passes in the regular season. He has 1 year of non-guaranteed money left on his contract. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Philadelphia Eagles fans will bask in the thrill of victory today, the city to host a Super Bowl parade. The underdog Eagles possess the Lombardi Trophy after an easy 40-22 win over Kansas City on Sunday. The parade to start late morning in South Philadelphia. The team ceremony kicks off at 2 p.m. on the Art Museum's Rocky Steps. More details at srnnews.com.